Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America, and hello to everybody out there. And welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your guest host, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, sitting in for retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, host of the Captain's America Third Watch, of course, as we broadcast on this Friday edition, live from our Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station. And, of course, we're broadcasting from Studio E, that's the Moss Family Automotive Studio, to our great radio affiliates all across the country as well as around the world via the internet and via satellite on the GCN network. Now, as always, we want to give a special shout out to all of our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police and hospital and ER room workers, our 9/11 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, and also, of course, all those out there keeping us free and safe, like the U.S. Coast Guard as well. And now to everybody that's working out there on the third watch, working in the overnight hours, keeping America rolling along, we appreciate all of you. We salute you, especially our over-the-road 18-wheeler truck drivers, the men and the women out there getting the job done, our FedEx and UPS drivers, along with the bulk mail center haulers, and of course our suicide jockeys that are hauling gas and diesel and jet fuel wherever it needs to go so that we can get where we need to go. And, of course, we want to also give a shout-out to our Amazon warehouse workers listening to the program and Amazon drivers delivering their packages as well. Now, you can follow us on Facebook. Simply go to the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page. You can also find us on MeWe, on Gab, Truth Social, Getter, and we're also on Twitter at Captain's America. And don't forget, the website is the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. All right. Right. And by the way, if you want to join us in, join in with the program with us, 1-877-969-8600, that is the call-in line. And without further ado, let's head over to the phone lines because we have Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com back with us. Good morning, Denise.
Good morning.
All right. Are you ready to say the pledge? We'll get started.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. Here we go.
I pledge allegiance to the flag.
Of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And, of course, Captain Matt always emphasizes the two words, under God, each morning here on the broadcast, as our nation was founded on Judeo-Christian values. All right. Well, Denise Simon, again, thanks for being with us here this morning, as you always are in this hour of the program. And, you know, we were talking about that Supreme Court decision. And just, again, briefly, you know, tell us again, these weren't waters of the United States. This family was going to be fined $40,000 a day if they didn't do whatever the EPA told them to, and the Supreme Court slap this thing down.
Well, first of all, this case has gone on. It's a very old case. I mean, we're talking years and years and years and years and years. Having said that, they wanted to build a house, and they couldn't get a permit to do so because it is near a lake. And it's not even like a big lake. But anyway, and they were told they could not do it because it had the surface water had connectivity into larger bodies of water, which it does not. And so Samuel Alito wrote the majority opinion, which, by the way, was a 9-0 opinion, a 9-0 unanimous.
Right. And that's significant because here comes Chuck Schumer, Senator Schumer.
Yep.
Yeah. He called it a MAGA court. What? He can't make this up.
No, it's gotten to the point where you can't believe a blasted thing that the Democrats are saying. Just not one. I would argue that from Chuck Schumer to Jayapal or Maxine Waters, they don't read these things, much less Karine Jean-Pierre. I mean, she's still touting the actions of Governor DeSantis here in the state of Florida that were banning books and blah, 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 blah. You know, did anybody even read these things? No.
Nope.
Anyway, the Clean Water Act says that if one body of water connects to another body of water, that the EPA has dominion over that, which is into itself ought to be ridiculous. I mean, because you might have some little creek that comes from a spring that, you know, happens underground, and it flows into a small little pond that's sitting on the back of some guy's, you know, lot in his backyard, and, you know, he uses it to water his tomato plants and his two cows. And the EPA, under the Clean Water Act, here we go, the administrative state, say, we regulate that.
It's a lot. It's a huge, it's an expansion of power that really I don't think was really the intent. And that's why Alito just said, this isn't like this, period. I mean, it's almost open and shut. Well, it is open and shut.
It is open and shut. It's absolutely open and shut. And, this is, you know, again, I don't want DeSantis to run for president. But having said that,
right.
he wants to go after the administrative state, which is the right thing to do. The administrative state, I don't even think it's calculable on the damage that they do to keep America from progressing and doing the right thing, including business.
Yep, I agree completely. I tell you what, hold that thought, Denise, and we are going to come right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Caller that's holding on the line, thank you for patiently waiting. We will talk to you on the other side of the break. Captain's America rolls on. Kyle Warren in for Captain Matt.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. Thank you, Mr. Mike Gallagher. The call-in number, of course, 1-877-969-8600. As we roll along with the Captain's America Third Watch radio program, I'm Kyle Warren, sitting in for Captain Matt. And we have a lot more to talk about, of course. We have Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com holding on the line. And we'll get right back to her, as well as a couple of callers that are hanging on the line as well. But first, I want to tell you that this portion of the program and our conversation with Denise Simon is being brought to you by your friends over at GEICO. And that would be none other than GEICO Insurance, spelled G-E-I-C-O. And all you have to do is go to their website, GEICO.com, and take advantage of their price comparison. Now, all you got to do is put in your vehicle that you own, whether it's a car or a truck, and see what the comparison might be for the same type of coverage that you have right now. Additionally, if you have an ATV or a boat or an RV or a motorcycle, perhaps, you know, you can bundle all that together with your car insurance and save money on both. And where you really can save big money, and we really mean big money, folks, is when you bundle your house and your apartment. Maybe you have a condo, but you know, each one is done at a different rate. But if you bundle all that together and see what it's going to be, well, you just might find out, you know, you're going to save some money there. Hopefully they can help you out with that. So again, go to GEICO.com. That's G-E-I-C-O, GEICO.com, and do the comparison cost test today, and I think you'll end up saving. So definitely check it out, GEICO.com. All right, back to Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com. Welcome back, Denise.
Hey, thank you.
All right, well, I tell you what, let's go right to the phone line. Aaron has been holding patiently Aaron. Throughout the break, and I think we've got him right there. Hi, Aaron.
Hey, good morning, Pop. It's Mr. Denise. I didn't mind listening to Denise calls. I listen to Denise. I'd rather listen to Denise than listen to Paint Dry. So
Okay, here's your comparison.
All right,
but
what do you think?
So I just want to say hallelujah to the Republicans in the House. Staying tough, negotiating with this, we love right and dirty, dark side, dumb donkey of a so-called president about getting this country out of debt and hopefully start the course of getting this country debt free. But anyway, Professor Politics, Denise, adios.
Well, thank you very much, Aaron. What do you think about that, Denise?
Well, Chatter, I think that, McCarthy is standing stern here. There is some chatter that the White House may capitulate on a 2-year deal, meaning raise the debt ceiling and we'll hold the spending for 2 years. Well, you know, the dude's out of office in 2 years with, you know, things work right.
Right, exactly.
I think he's doing a great job. Even if the White House, if there is a deal and McCarthy's got to give up one or two things, he still wins. But, you know, the one area that could hurt him is the Freedom Caucus. And the Freedom Caucus is, you know, they're doing the right thing, and they're pretty slick over there, and rightly so. So we'll see, you know, necessarily what happens. I don't think we're going to learn anything today, but I could be wrong.
I think you're right. I think we're just going to have to wait and see as this develops. We have another caller on the line, and it's Backgammon Bob. Backgammon Bob, are you there for Denise Simon?
Yes, I am, Kyle.
All right.
I just wanted to run by Denise as they were planning on putting electric cars on every road. Electric, what do you call it?
EVs.
Yeah, semi things and electric this and that.
On the truck.
We need to. And one of the nuclear things that I think has not been looked at enough is nuclear thorium molten salt reactors, which India has. And China both have and are working on them. The benefits of these things are, number one, they don't produce any weapons-grade plutonium. They actually consume nuclear waste, and there's no possible meltdown with these things. And as far as anything else, I almost feel like I'm at a movie every time I listen to the TV. And the movie is Weekend at Biden's.
Right. Yeah, that's right. Bernie Biden.
And I think that we should actually just go ahead and default on say the heck with them, just push them, get it out of the way, because this will highlight all the inefficiencies and stuff. And the last thing I guess I want to say is that Congress will pass anything that has clean or green in it, no matter what's in the bill, because they don't read them anyway. All right, that's it, Denise.
All right, thank you, Backgammon Bob.
Yep.
I will say this. If there is any movement enforcing the rigs in the trucking industry to go to electric vehicle conditions by whatever time, you're going to see the truckers go on strike. And you know, we'll shoot ourselves in the foot completely. If you thought there was a supply chain problem during COVID, you haven't seen anything yet. These truckers make, you know, pennies on the mile, pennies, because of the high cost of fuel, which, by the way, burned diesel, and diesel should be half the price it is today, but that's a topic for another day. For this administration to be forcing truckers to, you know, over to EVs is outrageous.
Yeah, exactly. It's not practical at this point. There's got to be some kind of organic evolution of that to where it would really be practical and be viable. But it's as if, Denise, that
it's not. It's just not.
No,
I mean, those batteries weigh a ton. That these truckers would have to use, And weight is a big thing when it comes to truckers and what they have to haul.
Well, sure. Well, it's another manufactured scarcity of things, or another manufactured problem under the guise of being green, quote unquote. But it's not really green. It's actually it's just destructive. Because, and by the way, I do think, Denise, too, that some of these other countries like China, like Russia, they're not necessarily going green. You know, this is one of the reasons why China's courting Saudi Arabia. Yeah.
They're not going green at all.
But we are, and to our detriment, yeah.
This is a Green New Deal in action. This is beginning to. This is what it's beginning to look like. I mean, it's already out there, and it's going virtually through every government agency that we have. And you know, it's angering people. It's with permits and regulations, the administrative state, and. When this happens, the United States can't compete on the world stage. You know, India, China, Russia, you know, countless other countries, they don't forcibly hurt their business and their productivity and their economic growth for green initiatives. They just don't. So,
right.
Yeah, in the meantime, they probably get to cook with gas stoves, but soon we won't be able to.
You know, it's almost comical if it wasn't so absolutely serious, right? I mean, you'd have a movie where, well, they're banning, like you said, they're banning gas stoves, and they're going to make everybody have these heavy batteries when weight is the issue, and we're going to go green while everybody else around the world, especially our main geopolitical rivals, are not doing that and strengthening themselves.
Let me tell you a fast little story while we have a second or two. In the very early part of COVID, when there was the, you know, 10 days to stop the spread or whatever it was, I happened to be part of a handful of calls in the state of Florida where Governor DeSantis went to each of the industries, whether it was the hospitality industry or you know, education or whatever, and they had the leaders of businesses in the state of Florida on these calls, and they said they solved the problem. In other words, Governor DeSantis said, industry leaders, and when you figure it out, I'll help you with that. Okay? So what he did was he put the problem solving where it needed to be. What do you businesses need to protect in order to survive?
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And it was those were fascinating phone calls, including the cruise ships nonsense that we went through. And
yep.
That's what government should be doing, and we're not.
You're right about that. Denise Simon, founderscode.com. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right. Good morning. Thank you.
Good morning to you as well. Take care. Folks, it is the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. Kyle Warren in for Captain Matt. We continue rolling along.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. The White House and House Republicans are having productive discussions to raise the debt ceiling as a possible default could happen in early June.
You've heard all the congressional leaders make it clear that default is not an option. The president has said that.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre adding that negotiators from the Biden team and Speaker Kevin McCarthy's camp have been meeting around the clock to hammer out a deal. One of the big changes that restaurants made during the COVID pandemic is now fading away.
Most restaurants eliminated printed menus in favor of QR codes and having customers order off their phone screens. But now?
We're seeing a dramatic shift back to paper or print menus.
The head of the Texas Restaurant Association, Emily Knight, says diners once again want the classic restaurant experience.
When they go out, they want to hold on to a menu. They want to compare different items.
I'm Richard Johnson.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunnybay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunnybay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunnybay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is, and welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you as we stroll across your radio dial in the overnights. Glad to be with you, of course, as we continue here on the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. Again, Kyle Warren in for Captain Matt Bruce, who we spoke with in hour number two of the program. And the captain had an awful lot to say, and I have a feeling we'll be talking with him again on tomorrow's program as well, hopefully so. And I think he was also so very happy of all the great outpouring of what people are saying to him and the messages that he's getting, the love that's being expressed, and all of the great wishes, and of course, your prayers. We can't emphasize that enough, folks, and that is really something. And, you know, I was just thinking, as I've been here in Tampa as well, right at the beginning of the year, my own mother had a fall, and she wasn't doing so good. And I came on the program, and the captain had asked everybody to pray for my mom at that point. She's doing fine now. She's fully recovered from a real bad fall, and it took a little while, But I'm glad to say that she is recovered. And I said then, and I'll just say again right now, thanks to everybody listening to the program who was praying for my mom. And I really appreciate it. And she did, too. And I told her, I said, hey, we went on the Captain's America, and everybody's pulling for you. And that kind of stuff really is so very important. So thanks again for your outpouring. And I know the captain really, really appreciates it. All right, folks, this portion of the program is being brought to you by our good friends over at Relief Factor. That's Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son team. And they have become very good friends of the program. We appreciate them very much, of course. And now you can go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. You'll be able to find the new 1995 3-week quick start. Well, it's not new. It's been there for quite some time, and I think it's been 1995 forever, and it's definitely a great price, and you definitely want to check it out. You want to try the 3-week quick start. And why do you want to try it? Because if you've got the inflammation and you've got the pain and you've got all the discomfort, well, you've got nothing to lose, right? All you have to lose is pain, right? And if you start up with Relief Factor, you're going to find out pretty quick if it's going to work for you or not. And a lot of people find out maybe in a couple of days, but if you take it the way it says, you might find out in, 2 or 3 weeks whether or not it's going to be working for you. But the captain has all kinds of great success stories that he tells people about, tells me about, tells people on the air about all the great success stories of people who have come up to him. They've got a sample of the Relief Factor. They come right back and they say, this is working. This is it. I have to have this. How do I get it? And he directs them over, of course, to relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. And, of course, that's the ingredients that are in it, namely the turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, omega-3, that all that helps to support the body's natural response to inflammation, which is, again, where you get the pain and the swelling and the discomfort. And so you definitely want to check it out. There are no drugs in this at all. It's all natural, and that's something you can really rely on with this product. It's completely natural, no drugs. That's important. And it's not like taking other kinds of medicine or this kind of stuff that can do other things like, tear up your stomach, this kind of thing. So you definitely want to check out relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. Give it a try because all you have to lose is pain. Again, relieffactor.com/captain. Go over there. Check out the 1995 3-week quick start. All right. Well, I saw this story earlier, and I thought it was something we definitely wanted to bring out on the program. And that is, have you heard about this Manhattan arts professor who held a machete to the neck of a New York Post reporter? And you might have seen the video. Well, Shalene Rodriguez smirked and has her sports FTP tattoo after being charged over machete threat. The manic Manhattan arts professor who held a machete to a Post reporter's neck and threatened to, quote, chop him up, flashed a brazen smile Thursday after law enforcement sources say she was slapped with the harassment and menacing charges. A smirking Shalene Rodriguez, 45, held her head high as she was escorted out the 43rd precinct in the Bronx in handcuffs just after 11 a.m., several hours after turning herself in on Tuesday's caught on camera ordeal. You may recall that she came out of her door. This is after another altercation with people who had some pamphlets and so forth, and saying, you're triggering my students, and sort of tried to knock some of the stuff off their table. I suppose when the reporters went to the door and wanted to ask her a question, she came out with a machete. This is shown on the video. I don't think she allegedly came out with a machete. It looked like she had a machete. And puts it to the neck of the Post reporter. That in and of itself, I can't imagine. They'd lock you up for that. It was just as a matter of course. But according back to the article, the professor had a slew of tattoos on full display, including FTP. And guess what, folks? What that means, I'm not going to say it on the radio, but you get an idea. It the first letter is F, and then the other two would stand for the police. Now, you know, come on, I'll do a Joe Biden. Come on, man. I mean, this is really beyond the pale, don't you think? She had that inked on her fingers, as well as an image of brass knuckles and the boxing term southpaw scrawled across her hand. According to the reports, right, she chased the person down the street as well. This is so far beyond the pale that you know we can't even get a radar fix on something like this. In this day and age, to do this kind of an act is just absolutely terrible. And of course, it's getting looked at differently, I think, on both sides of the aisle, as it were. But hopefully, they're going to throw the book at her. This just can't happen. You can't. Unprovoked, put a machete to somebody's neck. That's got to be scary. It's like, you know, akin to pointing a gun at somebody. And because obviously that's a very serious thing. So my hope, of course, is that they will throw the book at her. All right. Well, once again, folks, we're strolling across your radio dial here on the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. I'm your guest host, Kyle Warren, of course, sitting in for Captain Matt Bruce. And the number to call, if you'd like to call in and opine, is 1-877-969-8600. That's 1-877-969-8600. And we do want to hear from you. I want to just bring up again, real briefly, in the time we have left in this segment, you know, we were talking to Denise Simon about that Supreme Court decision about the EPA and its reach. How is this possible? I went back and I was looking for this quote as we were talking to Denise. I think this is from Schumer, a tweet from Chuck Schumer, Senator Chuck Schumer, from New York, of course. The MAGA Supreme Court is continuing to erode our country's environmental laws, Schumer tweeted after the opinion was released. Make no mistake, this ruling will mean more polluted water and more destruction of wetlands, unquote. See, I'm trying to add some of that emphasis because this ruling that said that is not water that's attached to the other, I mean, Denise and I were talking, it's open and shut. But do you see that they don't miss an opportunity? They don't miss an opportunity to say it's a MAGA court, number one. It was 9-0. It makes me laugh. Come on, Chuck. Even he's got to understand. Did he write the tweet? Who knows? But they don't miss an opportunity to then tell you that because somebody was this thing did not apply to them and it had to go to the Supreme Court on an open and shut case, but you're still going to tweet out the MAGA Supreme Court, right? The MAGA Supreme Court. Make no mistake, it's going to mean more polluted water and more destruction of wetlands. Because they have to make it into another crisis. It's another crisis mode. It's another thing that, hit the fire alarm because this is going to happen. But it's not happening. But they just want to gin up this kind of thing. And by the way, I'm surprised he just called it a MAGA court. I was fully expecting him to say it was an illegitimate court because that's also what you do when you get a ruling that they don't like. Now the court, it's illegitimate. And all that goes to erode the very idea that we have to have a final say somewhere. Most people accept Supreme Court decisions because why? Because it's the Supreme Court. Otherwise, we devolve into anarchy and mob rule, which sometimes I kind of think maybe they kind of want. All right, folks, stay right there. Kyle Warren in for Captain Matt Bruce. Captain's America Third Watch rolls along.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
That's exactly right. Burn, baby, burn. It's 1-877-969-8600. Kyle Warren sitting in for Captain Matt Bruce, and we have much more to tell you about as we head into this section of the program. Where in just a moment, we're going to hear from Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. And so right before we do that, we definitely want to tell you about our good friends over at the National Aviation Academy in Clearwater, Florida, also Concord, Massachusetts. You know, folks, aviation maintenance technicians, they're in huge demand right now. This is going to get you a foot in the door in aviation if you've ever been interested in learning about aircraft maintenance. You know, we spoke with Bo Browning yesterday on the program, and the opportunities are really significant. So you want to check them out, National Aviation Academy, Clearwater, Florida, and also in Concord, Massachusetts. Visit naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Be the force, be the fix. and become the future of aviation maintenance at the National Aviation Academy, NAA.edu. All right, I think we got Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, right there on the telephone line. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir. Well, there's not a shortage of things to talk about, that's for sure. And I know you love when I ask you about the debt ceiling, but just tell us briefly, what do you think about the latest development here, or is there going to be any other big thing coming out of this until, say, Tuesday?
Who knows? Just back and forth. I got calling it crunch time. I'm going to use the sports metaphors. It's going to be all sorts of stuff. But you know, when all is said and done, I don't think that there's going to be that much in regards to cuts that are in there. You know, they'll compromise on something, and it'll be business as usual.
Right.
But again, you know, when it comes to spending, I don't point the finger at one party or the other, because both parties are done damage. There's just no doubt about it. I mean, we haven't been ahead of the game since the Clinton administration, quite frankly. We've been going in the wrong direction ever since, and it seems to be getting worse instead of better.
Well, I think you're right about that. Well, I saw a headline just talked about that our GDP growth actually went down by half in the first quarter, or something like that. I mean, that sounds pretty significant.
Well, we've had some revisions to the downside along the way. You know, again, this might temper the Fed a little bit when it comes to rate hikes. You know, who knows when it comes, you know, what they're going to end up doing. It's kind of like almost a 50-50 toss-up to some degree when it comes to whether or not they're going to raise again. But, we've had a stagnating economy for some time. Again, I'm a big believer that we need to be working on the supply side of the equation, not so much demand.
Well, you know, just earlier, this kind of came out when I was talking with Denise Simon, just kind of came out of the discussion there. But, you know, because we were talking about going green and, you know, truckers, semi-trucks might have to be run on batteries, which seems impractical. But I brought up to her that, and she agreed, big countries like China and Russia, they don't seem to be going green. And our country is trying to do that. And, you know, how is that going to affect our economy? It doesn't seem like we're going to be able to be as competitive, although Joe Biden will tell us this is the only way to be competitive, evidently.
Well, again, there's nothing wrong with you know, striving to have a cleaner environment. I mean, I'm a conservative, and the first part of that is the word conserve. However, you have to factor in, always you're going to have to factor in cost-benefit analysis when it comes to what's doing. And, you know, I don't think the technologies that they're putting forward right now are the right way to go. I really do think we have to get back on the nuclear power bandwagon. If you want to electrify and everybody's going to have to be driving electric vehicles, you want to push in that direction, well, we most certainly better start putting up some nuclear power plants. But, you know, we don't have any along the way as far as permitting is concerned. I mean, you ask some of the big banks, they don't even want to get involved in them because of the length of time that it takes. Finland just turned on a brand new nuclear reactor just a few days ago, and their electricity prices dropped by over 75% for the entire country. Now, how is that going to benefit? Well, benefits the people there. They're paying less, but you got to think about how Finland's going to be able to attract manufacturing jobs and businesses there because it's cheaper to operate. Again, that's a cost factor when it comes to business. Where should I set up? Well, how much is my energy cost going to be? And are they going to be reliable? And, you know, the things that the Biden administration has put forward in regards to carbon capture for power plants here in the United States, they're just not feasible. And they're going to make the price of energy skyrocket here. I mean, we just dealt with the higher price of oil not too long ago, what we were paying, you know, last winter, the winter before. And if electricity prices go up, I mean, again, if you're a manufacturer, why are you going to set up shop in the United States?
Well, that's exactly right. A very, very good question. And of course, the answer is what? Yeah, you wouldn't, you know. But, you know, you mentioned about supply side. I just thought I'd ask you this. Obviously, you know who has a lot of supply right now, and that's Bud Light. They have all kinds of supply of Bud Light, and it's almost they can't even give it away. But the reason I'm bringing this up is you've got Target also now, you know, stepping into this sort of very controversial subject matter and business dealings. And Disney, of course, kind of led the way with that here in Florida. Where does it all end with these companies? Do they understand that they can cut off their nose to spite their face all they want, I guess, but it really does translate into bad business?
Yeah, it does. And this is why I would encourage politicians to kind of, you know, walk away from some of this woke stuff, because the market will take care of it all by itself, lonesome. You know, you really don't need that much when it comes to legislation, when, you know, people themselves will say, hey, wait a second, this is wrong. You know, I'm disgusted by this. I'm not going to patronize this establishment. And you're taking a look. I mean, Disney's stock has been in the toilet for a long time. The movies that they put out just don't resonate like they used to. And some of the reasoning behind that is some of the different themes and whatnot that they decide to stick in. And again, you know, it comes out. You are what your record says you are, and businesses doing stuff like this are going to hurt themselves, and they are.
Exactly right. And I can't agree more. It seems like, you know, the last time that there was a lot of excitement about a, quote, Disney movie, I think was probably a long time ago. And it seems like it's much more built around the message, creating a message and just building a film around that rather than having a timeless story, you know, that people can relate to. I mean, there's always been messages. I get it. But it seems like it's the whole process is now just turned all the way around.
Yeah, and again, you know, they're facing a lot of blowback from that. Again, they're failing in many ways. And again, you just take a look at their stock price and how it's been flailing around and actually going down for a long time. Target taking it on the chin right now as well. These are marketing mistakes 101. I mean, I don't understand what many of these companies are thinking. I really don't.
Yeah, no kidding. You know, Microsoft is warning about these deep fakes from AI, and I think there was an incident the other day, right, that caused stocks to plummet temporarily because there was some kind of a photograph that was out there that appeared to be at the Pentagon, and it was obviously a ridiculous deepfake of something from AI. But, you know, how quickly can the stocks, you know, the stock owners and the market, I should say, get spooked because something like that is put out there?
Very quickly. It's algorithmic trading. It's, you know, it's definitely going to be a factor moving forward. You know, I think, you know, what's going to end up happening is people, you know, the stock watch folks, because obviously, you know, if you're with stock market, you have to have transfers of shares. That's going to be traceable. So they're going to have to look in the same way that they would track down, you know, people when it comes to catching them in regards to insider trading, like of someone bought an inordinate amount or amount of shares of a certain company before a buyout or a merger when they knew it was going to go higher, that they'd be able to catch them. So in a situation like this, it's going to be used to move the market. They're going to see who's going to profit by that. But if it's just people also looking to just wreak havoc, yeah, this is a part of it. I mean, this is when, you know, when the deep fakes and this type of technology was they were first talking about it maybe about 4 or 5 years ago, maybe a little bit longer. I said, if we're heading in a bad direction.
No kidding. No kidding indeed. Well, Chris Markowski, watchdogonwallstreet.com is the website, correct?
You got it.
All right. Well, Chris, we will talk to you again real soon, sir. Thank you. You have yourself a great morning. Thanks a lot. All right. Chris Markowski, everybody. Watchdogonwallstreet.com is the website. We'll be right back with more on the Captain's America. Kyle Warren in for Captain Matt. Stay right there.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com.
Vietnam immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.